Alrighty, alrighty. We are here.
We're here.
This is the Word of Controversy podcast, the podcast that give you all forms of controversy.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And this is your boy, Jay Rob.
And Germ Griffin, 62.
We're on episode 62 today.
62.
And we have a good one for you guys.
Oh, yes, we do.
Yeah, we're going straight into it.
Yes, yes.
What day did Jesus, our Lord and Savior, had died?
What day did Jesus die? Wow, that's a good question. You know, this question, you know, before I really started doing research on this, I'm trying to think when I actually thought. I guess I really thought it was Friday. And forgive me, I wiped my nose a little bit. So I thought it was like Friday, I guess, growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Good Friday kind of made me assume that it was Friday, right?
Mm-hmm.
But after doing some more research, it's definitely more debatable than we thought. And it's not just me. It's other scholars and other people who have said, hey, it might not be Friday, y'all. In fact, a lot of us don't know exactly when it was or when this happened. And a lot of this confusion or debate has to do with Passover and the Festival of Unleavened Bread. It also has to do with Jewish culture and when we're going to classify a day as a day, okay? Mm-hmm. A lot of people assume it was Friday, Thursday, or Wednesday, though. Just about everyone agrees that he did raise from the dead on Sunday morning. So the first day of the week, I believe it says in Matthew, okay? I believe it's Matthew 20. Man, let me go find it. I got so many notes for y'all with all of this stuff. I'm telling you.
Matthew 27.
Yes, so.
You got 50 to 52?
I want to get the scripture when he raised from the dead. When did he raise from the dead? I want to get that scripture for them real quick. But yeah, so we got a lot of scriptures. The gospel accounts don't all say. Yes, happy Good Friday. Aaliyah, what's up? We're reading comments on the live. I'm running the live today, y'all, not Julian, so forgive me if I don't read all the comments, you know. But we're live on Instagram, WOC underscore podcast. You know, it is a Good Friday either way. It's a good Saturday. It's a good Sunday. The Lord is Jesus is the Lord of the Sabbath, it says. You know what I mean?
Yes, he is.
And like I said, I believe it's in Matthew that it's clear that it was the first day of the week in the morning when there was three women, okay, including Mary Magdalene, and they went to see to anoint the body, to anoint the body. Can you imagine the us as sinners and us as people anointing the dead body of Jesus, and that body obviously was not there. And it was a great story. The resurrection is the me and Julian are both, I assume, under the belief that that's the only way we have remission of sins today.
Yes, that is the only way.
It's the only way. What's up? Amen. What's up? Max Cario. Max Cario. All right. Yes, it's a good Friday, though. My name is Germ Griffin. We got Julian Rob on the track, Julian.
Yes, so without the resurrections, there is no remission of sins.
Right.
Okay.
That's for sure.
So we got the burial. Well, how about this? Let's go to this. Let's say he came, showed us the way. He died for our sins. He resurrected. Now sits on the right hand of God the Father.
Amen.
And that we may have forgiveness.
Yes.
Of our sins.
Yes.
And that we have a connection with the Father. A one-on-one connection.
Yes.
Okay. Now, let's go back to what you was talking about.
Yes.
Mary Magdalene and
Two other women, yeah.
Two other women. Went to the tomb to see the, you know, anoint the body. Because that's what happens back then when somebody passed, right? But the body wasn't there.
Yes.
Because being of God.
Yes.
Because being of God, I mean, being Jesus is God and Lord, He told us what was going to happen. He said he laid his life down. No man takes it. He laid it down willingly, and he'll pick himself back up. He said this temple will be built down and be raised up on the third day.
Yes.
Okay? So he already told us all this. You know, we thought he was talking literal, but.
Yes, the people at the time thought it was literal. But
yeah.
Right.
And didn't understand it. Now, let's get into it. But I'm going to read Max Carrillo's comment. He said, Hebrews 9, verse 22, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission or forgiveness for our sins.
Right.
Thank
right.
you.
Right. Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So this is a big deal. We're going to bring up some heavy and very important scriptures, some terminology that you got to know, and some terminology that we don't use today, stuff like the day of preparation, which is slightly confusing and part of the controversy here. What is the day of preparation? Was it the day of preparation for the regular Sabbath being Saturday? So if it was a day of preparation... when he went to the cross, that would be a Friday, right? Because they're preparing for the Sabbath, which would be Saturday. So let's dig deep into some of these scriptures. Let's go into why some people believe it can't be Friday.
Let's go.
Which my pastor is under that belief too. Let's go to Matthew 12:40, the sign of Jonah. The sign of Jonah, okay? For this wicked generation, there will be a sign given, and it will be the sign of Jonah. The Son of Man will be in the heart of the earth for 3 days and three nights, just like how Jonah was in the belly of the whale for 3 days and three nights.
You said the sign of Jonah, right?
Yes. You don't got to read it. I pretty much paraphrased it right there.
Okay.
But I do need you to read the next one. So, it 3 days, three nights. Now, talk to me, Rob. 3 days, three nights. Is there any possibility in your head, if this were to be fulfilled, it could be a Friday? Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Well, no, that's 2 days right there.
That is true. That is 2 days. And that is one of the major controversy that... Yes. People like say when they talk about did he really resurrect it from 3 days?
Right. Right.
Now, I can say something that can combat that.
Okay. All right. All right.
Because also in the Jewish culture.
Yes. The Jewish culture. Go ahead. Yes, speak it up. Speak up.
That.
Uh oh.
Their next day. It's also when sunset, right?
Yes.
So, meaning Friday, sun up to sunset.
Right.
We're going to next day, Saturday.
Right.
Sunset, sun up, sunset, set. Right. Then Sunday, sunset.
Right.
So, that would give them 3 days based on that.
It would?
Well, actually...
Because that's what I was questioning. Would it even give him 3 days?
I was questioning that too. That you
would it give him 3 days and three nights?
That's
I don't
the
think
thing.
It does. Even with what he's saying, let's start the one day on Thursday evening when the sun goes down. Okay. That still does not give you 3 days and three nights. So this is, you know, part of the reason why some people are so against Friday being the day of the day he was crucified, the day he died. it doesn't give enough time for this passage to be fulfilled. Matthew 12:40, you can look it up. 12:39-40. Now, let's talk about why Thursday and Wednesday people, there's some people who still question which day it was, Thursday or Wednesday. And then we'll talk about why people still believe Friday has to be the day. And I'm already going to tell y'all this. You know, I did my research. I looked at it. I looked at the scripture. We're going to look at the scripture. I'm questioning it. I am questioning when he died. And I think Friday still might be a day. No, I understand that. But we're going to dig deep into why there's a lot of evidence for Friday. There's a lot of evidence for Thursday. There is a lot of evidence for Thursday. And I see why people say Thursday is when Jesus the Christ died. Rob, let's go to John 19:31.
St. John 19:31. I'm like where this going.
In fact, before we even go to John 19:31, let's go to John 18:28. I like where we're going. We're going to be in the Gospels. This is about Jesus Christ. We got a good episode. So when did Jesus die? Have y'all ever thought about this? Let's do it.
So, St. John 18:28.
Yes.
This is King James Version.
Amen.
And then led they Jesus from...
How do you say that word again? Cephas.
Cephas. Sorry. Sometimes pronunciations do mess me up. But... Then led they Jesus from Cephas unto the hall of judgment, and it was early, and they themselves went not into the judgment hall, lest they should be defiled. But that they might eat the Passover.
Now wait one second. They have Jesus. Jesus supposedly have already eaten, him and the disciples has already eaten, and it's early in the morning. They're taking him into a Roman's house. Back in those days, if you go into an unclean house, you can't eat that Passover that night. You can't eat nothing holy, no stuff like that. So you would have to wash up, essentially. So they did not go into the house of Pontius Pilate, I believe. Because they wanted to make sure they could eat Passover that day. Now, here's the question. Here is the question, Rob. Mm. What did they want to eat that night? Read what it say.
Okay.
This is controversial. Y'all ready for this?
All right. You want me to read the next?
Just read where it says might eat the...
Oh. That they might eat the Passover.
The Passover. Now, wait a minute, Rob. Now, Rob, you ready for the controversy?
Right, I'm ready.
They have Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus just had the Last Supper.
Mm.
But they're now, they have Jesus that night, and they're not going into Pontius Pilate's house because of what? They want to eat the Passover. This is where the theory goes. Maybe Jesus and his disciples ate the Passover a day before Passover. Now think about that. Really think about that though. Is Passover just the first meal of the festival of unleavened bread? And this is where the controversy starts. Let's dig deep into this. Passover in the Old Testament meant that you were going to eat twilight. So when the sun goes down, you were going to eat the cedar meal, the seder meal. Passover was a meal, not a festival like we're talking about today. Now, today we kind of go back and forth. Oh, the Passover is a week. Oh, the festival of unleavened bread is a week. Okay, well, wait a minute. If Jesus and his disciples were just in this room eating the Last Supper, some people are saying that was not the Passover meal, and other people saying that was the Passover meal. The reason why this is so important is because we now see the religious crowd talking about they can't go into these people's house because they want to eat the Passover. This is where things start to get interesting. This is where things start to get interesting. Woo! Rob, I need you to read Mark 14, 12 to 21.
All right. Mark 14. Hold on. Mark 14, 12 to 21.
Yes.
All right. And the first day of unleavened bread, when they killed the Passover.
Wait a minute. Woo! The first day of unleavened bread when they killed the Passover. Rob. No, that's pretty clear. Wait, Rob. No, that's pretty clear. Hey, Rob, you almost can't be too clear about this. Okay, keep going.
You can't get too clear. You're definitely right.
You can't get more clear than that. Okay.
In the first day of unleavened bread, when they killed the Passover,
right,
his disciples said unto him, where wilt thou that we go and prepare that thou mayest eat the Passover? And he sendeth forth two of his disciples and said unto them, go ye into the city, and there shall meet you a man bearing a pitcher of water. Follow him, and wheresoever he shall go in, say ye to the good man of the house, the master says, where is the guest chamber?
Yeah.
Where I shall eat the Passover with my disciples.
Jesus, help us, God.
And he shall show you a large upper room, furnished and prepared. There, make ready for us.
No, wait. Jesus Christ.
You want me to 21, right?
Yeah, to 21, yes.
All right, that's till 16, but you guys okay. Want to explain?
Is there something you want to explain?
Uh-uh.
Okay, keep going.
And his disciples went forth and came into the city and found, as he had said unto them, and they made ready the Passover.
Wait one second. Hey, Christian, we're talking about when did Jesus die? Good to see you, my brother. He said, no diddy. He said, no diddy. Yeah, no diddy.
Y'all already starting with the no diddy. That's giving more diddy more power than anything. But
all right. Now, these disciples are about to prepare the Passover at this man or whoever's house. Now, think about this. Are they saying that this is the day everyone in the city is celebrating Passover? Or are they saying this is the day Jesus and his disciples are going to eat Passover? I'm serious. I'm serious. Because the first day of unleavened bread is the day the Passover lamb is sacrificed. Is that not meaning that at twilight, when that sun goes down, everyone is going to be eating of that lamb, of that Passover meal? Mm-hmm. The cedar meal is the first thing you eat, and then the festival of unleavened bread pretty much starts. Okay? Now, let's keep reading.
Alrighty.
Go ahead, ask your question, Christian. What's up? He said, my brother in Christ, I have a question. Go ahead.
All right.
Go ahead, Rob. All the way to 21.
And his disciples went forth and came to the city and found as he had said unto them, and they made ready the Passover.
Yes.
17. And in the evening he cometh with the 12. And as they sat and did eat, Jesus said, verily I say unto you, one of you which eateth with me shall betray me. And they began to be sorrowful and to say unto him one by one, "Is it I?" And another said, "Is it I?" And he answered and said unto them, "It is one of the 12 that dippeth with me in the dish. And the Son of Man indeed goeth as it is written of him. But woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. Good were it for that man if he had never been born."
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, sounds good. Now, let's talk about it. You know what, Christian? I'm going to get to your question. I'm going to get to that question in a second. Now, as we can see, Jesus Christ on the last meal, it is clear that whatever they were doing, whether or not it was all of Israel, all of Jews, they were celebrating the Passover as it says in Exodus and as it says in Leviticus. The first meal is Passover. And the Festival of Unleavened Bread, which is commanded of Israelites to do, comes after. They met in the evening, and then they ate that meal. But, Rob, there's a big problem with this. There's a big thing with this. The cedar meal has a lamb. Wait a minute.
Come on.
If you read Exodus and Leviticus, the cedar meal has a lamb. You're supposed to eat a sacrificed lamb when the sun goes down at Passover. Do you ever remember them talking anything about a lamb?
They did not.
Did they eat lamb? No.
No.
It doesn't mention them eating lamb.
But that's because they have the living lamb.
Exactly.
They had the living lamb.
But this is why some people say maybe they ate this meal before the actual Passover, because Jesus Christ was the sacrificial lamb. That the next day he was going to have to sacrifice his life on the actual Passover. Now that's deep.
Yeah, that is.
That is something. And that's a theory. Now, let me go into Christian's question. Rob, can you ask that question real quick?
Let's see. And he said, "My brother in Christ, I have some knowledge that might blow your mind." Wait, where's the question? You might have to go up for me. You might have to bring it up.
Why doesn't the Bible talk about the time of Jesus during his time growing up?
That's a good question, but I mean, we already know that he has been in front of doctors and philosophers and scholars. There's a lot of things the Bible don't mention, but if we have to go right step by step, everything that happened back then, the book will be too long for even us to read. We're not even gonna make it through our lifetime. Let's be real. It's already long enough. We already know there's missing books. So, I think it's long enough. Some stuff, yeah. Are we curious about? Yes. There's a lot of things we're curious about that the Bible don't give us. So, I'm not going deep into all that. We going to stay on topic.
Yes. Sounds good to me. So, that's Rob's answer. Okay, what about how Jesus' uncle was a tin miner in Britain? Okay. Rob. Oh, man.
What?
Oh, man.
A tin miner in Britain?
All right.
Jim, you got that question.
I'm not even going to get into that. No. Rhinestone Reekin. Y'all got to check him out. I went to school with him. Funny guy. All right, talk to me. John, day after Passover, now Jesus may have been the Passover lamb himself. Let's talk about the day of preparation. Okay, always the Sabbath. So day of preparation is a terminology used always pretty much to talk about the day before the Sabbath. And we're going to dig deep into that. So let's dig deep into it. Let me get John 19:31, Rob.
I got you.
St. John 19:31.
Let's go. Here we go. Do you want to go a little beforehand?
Okay.
I'm going to bring it all the way around.
All the way around.
I'm going to start at 28.
Okay.
And after this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scriptures might be fulfilled, and says, I thirst. Right. Now there was set a vessel full of vinegar, and they filled a sponge with vinegar and put it upon hyssop and put it to his lips. Put it to his mouth. And when Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, it is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. Now see where you want me to start at. 31. The Jews therefore, because it was the preparation that the body should not remain upon the cross on the Sabbath day, for that Sabbath day was an high day.
Wait one second. Read it one more time.
Woo! The Jews, therefore, because it was the preparation that the body should not remain upon the cross on the Sabbath day, for that Sabbath day was an high day.
Now, you got an app where you can read different translations?
Yes.
I want you to read the New Living Translation.
Well, do you want me to finish the 31, though?
You're at 31, right?
Yeah, I didn't finish the whole thing.
Oh, finish the whole verse. Yeah, sorry about that.
For that Sabbath day was a high day, but sought Pilate that their legs might be broken and that they might be taken away.
Yes.
You want the New Living Translation.
Let me get a New Living Translation. Let me explain that verse. Jesus Christ is on the cross. Jesus Christ gave up the ghost. But there are still men on the crosses next to him. Man could have sat on that cross for a while. And
I'm going to read this, and then we want to take a break.
Okay, let's take a break. Oh, yeah, read that. Let's take a break.
It was the day of preparation, and the Jewish leaders didn't want the body hanging there the next day.
Wait.
Which was the Sabbath?
Which was the what?
Which was the Sabbath?
The next day was what?
The Sabbath.
Jesus Christ.
And a very special, and it says in a very special Sabbath, because it was Passover week.
Mm.
So they asked Pilate to hasten their deaths.
Hasten it.
By ordering that their legs be broken.
Yes. Okay.
And then their bodies could be taken down.
Jesus Christ dies, and the next day is what?
Passover.
No, the Sabbath. Okay. Sounds kind of clear.
Which is a very special Sabbath because it's Passover.
Listen, let's talk about it. Let's take a break.
All right. We're taking a quick break. Okay, we're black in the mix. Black on black.
Oh, man, we're the Controversy Podcast, episode 62. We got a really good one, nice spiritual episode. Happy Good Friday to everyone. My name is Germ Griffin. You can follow me at germ.griffin on Instagram, Germ Twix on Twitter. Rob.
This is your boy, J. Rob. You can follow me on Instagram at jwizzle_. Now back to what we was talking about.
Blessed Holy Week too. Right on time.
Yes, Blessed Holy Week. Yes. You know, somebody told me this.
What did he tell you? What he or she tell you?
He told me this is the first time we got Passover.
Yeah.
The Jewish Passover. The Muslim got the Ramadan.
Yeah.
Christians, we got
Easter.
Yeah. Resurrection Sunday.
Yes.
And also Good Friday. And they're all at the same time.
Yeah.
this year.
Is this the first time that has happened or first time in a while?
I think it might be the first time in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It seemed like I remember someone talking about this happening. Like, a while ago, they were saying, oh, in 2024, this is going to happen where they're all on the same day.
Mm.
I don't know. Something to think about, though.
It is something. Or
something, or no? Was that last week, last month? I don't know. But, yeah, so Ramadan is right now, and Passover. So, let's get it in, because we got more scripture to look at, and I do have some science for y'all. Don't worry, I love science, too. We got some science for y'all. And
so, I will go back.
Okay, go back. What scripture is this?
To John 19, right? Okay. I can go back to the 28th that I explained.
Okay.
Okay, I'll go back to that, yeah. So Jesus knew that his mission was now finished. And to fulfill scripture, he said, I am thirsty. A jar of sour wine was sitting there, so they soaked a sponge in it, put it on a hyssop branch, and held it up to his lips. And this is the New Living Translation.
Okay.
Sorry, I did not say that in the beginning. When Jesus had tasted it, he said, it is finished. Then he bowed his head and gave up his spirit.
Mm.
Now chapter 31. And it was the day of preparation. Verse 19, chapter 31. It was the day of preparation, and the Jewish leaders didn't want the body hanging there the next day, which was the Sabbath, and a very special Sabbath, because it was Passover week. So they asked Pilate to hasten their deaths by ordering that their legs be broken, and then their bodies could be taken down.
Okay, now, awesome. Thank God for the reading. Bless the reading of his word. That's what my girlfriend always says. She said, bless the reading of his word.
Yes. So,
is that clear to you?
Is it clear to me?
Is it clear that he died on Friday?
Is it clear that he died on Friday?
Because some people are saying no. What if there was two Sabbaths that
Well,
week?
What is the Sabbath on?
Every other week Saturday. Most weeks Saturday.
Most weeks Saturday, right?
Every week Saturday. But some people who argue Wednesday or Thursday say there were two Sabbaths that week. I made you read New Living Translation and KJV both. I made you read New Living Translation because New Living Translation is one translation that say it was a special Sabbath because it was Sabbath week, whereas KJV and other translations say it was a great Sabbath, so they wanted these men off this cross, or they would say it's a special Sabbath because
it was high. This Sabbath was the next day.
But New Living Translation goes as far as say it's Sabbath on a Passover week.
Yes, it did say it's on a Passover week.
That isn't said in every other translation. In most translations, it just say it was a special Sabbath or it was a high Sabbath.
Yeah.
Now, what does that mean, Rob?
What's that mean? Because, a high Sabbath.
Yeah, what does that mean?
That means it was a very special day. Right. Something that is really high that we have to put in high regards, right?
Right.
So, the Sabbath, as the Jewish did put the Sabbath on a high day in regards. Right. You don't work, you don't sell, you don't do nothing, but you rest, you praise God. That is the things you do on that Sabbath. But now, we have a Sabbath and we have a Passover week, right? Yes. Jesus came, he died the day before the Sabbath.
Right.
Which is, if the Sabbath is on Saturday, that means he did die on a Friday.
That's what it means.
Mm.
But if they're saying this was a high Sabbath, are they saying that this was a holy day, a Sabbath day, a day of rest, other than the regular Sabbath that was not a higher Sabbath or a great Sabbath.
Mm-hmm.
See, if the translation is, this was a great Sabbath, some people may read it and be like, oh, this wasn't Saturday. This was some other holy great day that they shouldn't be fooling with. They got to rest on this day, but it's greater than Saturday. Whereas other people would say, oh, this is just the Saturday in the Festival of Leavened Bread, so that's why it was great, that's why it was holy, that's why it was high. Now, that's deep.
Mm, that is deep.
But either way, it was a day of preparation, and most times they are talking about a Friday because they're talking about preparing before the Sabbath. The day of preparation was to prepare, get all your groceries, all your work done before the Sabbath starts.
Mm.
Deep.
Deep.
Deep, Rob.
It is deep. It is deep.
Woo! Deep stuff. I got two more scripts for you. Let's I hope go. You ain't tired of me yet.
Let's go.
Okay, let's go back to Matthew 12.
I've been waiting for you to go to there.
1-8. Matthew 12, 1-8.
Matthew 12. Let's go. You want the Living Translation or
let's do KJV. Let's do KJV.
All right. Matthew 12. We're on the King James Version.
Amen.
All right. At that time, Jesus went on the Sabbath day through the corn. And his disciples were hungry, meaning they was hungry.
Amen.
And began to pluck the ears of corn.
Yes.
And to eat. But when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto him, behold, thy disciples do that which is not lawful to do upon the Sabbath day. But he said unto them, have ye not read what David did when he was a hungry, and they that were with him, how he entered into the house of God and did eat the showbread, which was not lawful for him to eat.
Wow.
Neither for them which were with him, but only for the priests. Or have ye not read in the law that how that on the Sabbath day the priests in the temple profound the Sabbath and are blameless? But I say unto you, that in this place is one greater than the temple.
Right.
But if ye had known what this meaneth, I would have mercy and not sacrifice. Ye would not have condemned the guiltless, for the Son of Man is Lord even on this Sabbath day.
Yes. Yes.
What verse you want me to stop at?
You can stop right there.
Okay.
That was 8, right?
Yep.
Okay. For the Son of Man is the Lord even of the Sabbath day. Of the Sabbath day. And we already talked about this scripture when we had our episode on should Christians still appreciate or celebrate or even hold true to the Sabbath and not work on that day. We have an episode on that. It was super important. It wasn't last season. It was about 2-3 seasons ago. So let's chop it up. The disciples, this is obviously before he died. The disciples are eating. The religious crowd is already talking about the law. And Jesus said, let these guys eat. David ate showbread that was unlawful for him. He was hungry. These guys are hungry. I am the Lord of the Sabbath. Now, this is already going to show you that Jesus is the Lord of the Sabbath. Jesus and his word goes above the Old Testament law. Meaning, does this give more confidence to the people who say the Last Supper was a Passover that happened before the actual Passover, before the first day of the leavened bread that all the other Jews were celebrating? maybe Jesus had this Last Supper that was a Passover before the actual Passover. The same way Jesus let these guys eat that food or pick that corn when they really weren't supposed to, according to the religious crowd. Rob, now what you think about that?
Well, this is what I'm gonna say. It definitely would give the meaning. It would give it more power.
Yes,
I would see that. Yes.
Yes, it gives it more validity, I guess they would say.
More validity. Because, more power. You know, you got Jesus, who is Lord, right?
Right.
King of Kings, Lord of Lords, this our Lord and Savior.
Right.
You know, and you know, all things that he has done is done by, you know, by the will of the Father.
Right.
So, one, he's having Passover dinner before Passover. Right.
A theory.
They're trying to say. Which somebody like that status, you know, if you're in lordship, can do. I mean, look, God makes all things possible. He makes us to do whatever he wants. So, yes. What I was gonna say.
Now they say that really Passover starts on the third day of Nisan.
Yeah.
So in our Georgian calendar, that would be either March or April. That's why sometimes Passover is in April, sometimes it's in March. If he and his disciples ate it before the third day of Nisan, and some people says at that time Passover would have been a Thursday, he would have ate that Passover on a Wednesday evening with the disciples, and then he would have been crucified on a Thursday. Now, you talk to me. You tell me. These are some of the people who assume or think that Thursday was definitely the day he got killed. That would mean that it would also coincide and not contradict the sign of Jonah scripture that happens in Matthew 12:40, because it would be 3 days, three nights. I believe that's the theory. That's the thought. So that's a big belief to the Thursday people, and the Wednesday people are kind of in the camp where, like, there were two Sabbaths that week. There's a lot to it. This day of preparation, like I said, is a little bit of question to people's thoughts. You know, that's something to think about. The last thing I'm going to talk about is Matthew 20:50 to 52. Matthew talks about an earthquake. Now, this is going to be a little bit of science for y'all, because I had to bring some science. Me and Julian already talked a little bit about this. There are some scientists that do believe that they can figure out the death of
Matthew 20.
Matthew 27:50. Matthew 27:50 talks about an earthquake or the ground shook. Matthew 27:50 to 52 and Matthew 27:54, I believe. So let's read those scripture and then let's talk about what science says about an earthquake that could have taken place and give us the date. With some geological dating and deposition of the ground, you can actually date when an earthquake could have taken place. So let's do it, Rob.
All right. Matthew 27, verse 50, the King James Version. Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yield up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rocks rent, and the graves were open, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose.
Let's read 54 too.
Okay. All right, well, let me get 53 and then 54. And came out of the grave after his resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared unto many. Now, when the centurion and they that were with him, watching Jesus, saw the earthquake and those things that were done, they feared greatly, saying, truly, this was the Son of Man.
Okay. Now, sounds like there's an earthquake mentioned in this passage of scripture. In the other gospel records, supposedly, you know, I heard an agnostic say this. Oh, the earth didn't really quake. This is the only book that mentions it. Josephus doesn't mention it. No other old ancient writer mentions this. But in this book, it does mention an earthquaking. Super important, because if you know anything about geology, you can start to date geological history. And back in 2012, geologists was able to do this. They were able to figure out during or around the Jesus's time period, there were two earthquakes, and one of them took place in what they believe the time this earthquake is mentioned. Their date is very interesting, and I'm going to leave you off at this. April 3rd, Friday, year 33.
This is the day they said that Jesus passed.
That's the day they say this earthquake took place. Mm. Now, there is a little bit of variance. It could have been year 36, could have been year 32 in between then. But they said with very little variability, this date could have actually been it. So I'm trying to think, all right, so how clear are y'all? These researchers kind of did this back in like 2012. The research came out. Now, me being a conspiracy theorist, I know. I'm thinking about it too. 333. April 3rd, 33. You know, a lot of people say Jesus died at the year 33, right? Mm-hmm. Don't a lot of people say that?
Yeah.
Or that he started his ministry at the age 33. Or he died at 33. So 33 is also a Mason number. So that's something questionable I've always thought. But a lot of scientists who have done this geological research seem to think April Friday, the April 3rd Friday was his death. In the year 33. Comment error. Wink. So, something to think about. Some validity to all of these passages and thoughts. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. The death of Jesus the Christ. No one believes Saturday. Obviously, wouldn't be enough time. And it was a Sabbath. The regular Sabbath, at least. So, thank y'all so much. That's all I got, Rob. Any final thoughts?
Yeah, this was very interesting piece. You can get many like theories on this. Whether he died on a Thursday, Friday, or Saturday. Whether it was 3 days or 2 days. Well, we know he came. He showed us the way. He died for our sins. He rose so we can have remission. And, yeah, it goes like that.
Yes.
He came, he died, he rose. Point blank.
Put your faith in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, today.
Yes. Put your faith in him. Now, this will be the conclusion of our episode. Thank you guys. Follow us on IG, WOC underscore podcast, Twitter, WOC underscore pod, YouTube, WOC underscore pod, Facebook, Water Controversy Podcast, Spotify, Apple Podcast, Podchaser, Google Podcast, Podbean, Water Controversy Podcast. You can find us on BitChute and Odyssey, Water Controversy Podcast. And that will be it. We'll see you next time. Amen and amen.